Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet, Yuma 74. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the source for the idea that when the Torah says, V'nisem es nafsho seichem, or ta'anu es nafsho seichem, that when you must afflict your soul, that the Torah is prohibiting us to eat or drink on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara discusses the source for this. Tanya Idoch, we learned in a Braisa, or another Braisa, the Gemara had earlier cited, had a discussion of this as well. And the Gemara says, it says in the Torah, in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 29, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, Te'anu es nafsho seichem, you shall afflict your souls. Yoho, I might have thought that what does this mean? And when it says you shall afflict your souls, yeshev b'chamo batzino yitzdar, I might think it means you have to sit in excessive heat or cold and be in distress. Says the verse, Talmud Lomar v'chol melacho lo tasu, and any work you shall not do. And so from the fact that the Torah places the obligation of prohibition of to afflict yourself next to this prohibition of doing work, we learn from here, ma melacha, just like the when it comes to the prohibition of work, it's davar shechayavin olav b'makom acher. It's something that in another place we say that if you do this work, you're going to be liable for a severe penalty of kares. Like if you do the work on Shabbos, we know that you're going to get kares. So too, af inoy nefesh, so too when it comes to afflicting the soul, it must be that it's referring to something that you're chayav in a love the makom acher, that it, and elsewhere in the Torah is an action that if you do, you're going to be liable for kares. And what is it, where elsewhere in the Torah do we see that there's a prohibition of kares? That we know that zeh pigul, that if somebody eats, when somebody makes a sacrifice and he slaughters, at the time of the slaughter, he intends to eat it out beyond the proper time, vinosar, or if we have an expired carbon, the carbon was supposed to eat within 2 days, for example, and the person eats it after the proper time, that he gets kares for this, a severe penalty of kares. So we see from here that when the Torah says, you shall afflict your soul, it's in reference to eating and drinking, and not to just sitting in the heat or in the cold, because we never find any place in the Torah where sitting in the heat or in the cold, you're going to get the penalty of kares. So the Gemara says, well, if the Torah is only relating to those things which are going to be liable for kares in another place, avi pigol v'nosar, shehem b'kari, so maybe you're going to say, okay, I'm only going to be liable for the prohibition of pigol and nosar, of eating that on Yom Kippur, because they have kares, v'lo avi as a tevel, but if you eat tevel, which is food that you didn't take a tithe from, meaning to say, food that you didn't take a tithe from, maybe I might, she'eno b'kares, that you don't get the severe penalty of kares for. I might think that if you eat that on Yom Kippur, you're not going to be liable for kares on account of the prohibition of ta'anu es nafsho seichem. So Talmud Lomar, the verse says, ta'anu es nafsho seichem, and also it has another verse which says, ve'inisem es nafsho seichem. It says two prohibitions, and from the extra doubling of the expression, riba, we learn from here that also tevel is included. So this produce which is not yet tithed. So the Gemara says, avi tevel she'uba misa. Okay, fine, I would understand that the prohibition of eating tevel on Yom Kippur applies, because there you get death from heaven if you eat it. However, lo avias in nevela, but let's say you just ate meat that was not slaughtered properly. She'ena b'misa, that the punishment for is lashes, it's not death. I might think that the prohibition of afflicting your soul does not on Yom Kippur does not apply to nevela. Tamomer ta'anu v'inisem es nafsho sechem. It says it in the plural, ta'anu, and then you shall afflict your souls. Riba. So from the fact that it says it in this manner, that it excludes also the eating of nevela. So the Gemara says, avias nevela shehu belav. Let me include the nevela, which is a regular prohibition. But let's say regular food, where there's no prohibition to eat regular food, she'enon belav. I might think that that's permitted on Yom Kippur. We learn now from the fact that it says ta'anu v'inisem that there is this prohibition also to include chulin. Maybe chulin is going to be prohibited because there's no commandment ever to eat it. And I'm not going to bring truma, which is, there's a mitzvah to eat truma. I might think that that is permitted to eat on Yom Kippur. So the verse, ta'anu v'inisem es nafsho seichem. So that the verse excludes also eating truma. It says the Gemara, "Avias a truma." I understand that truma is prohibited. She'ena b'bal tosir, because there's no prohibition to leave it afterwards. What about kachim? Kachim, you're not allowed to leave over after the expired time. says the verse, Tanu v'nisim es nafsho seichem. So then the Gemara says, v'im nafshach omar, and if you want to say that we can't learn out from these expositions, I'll bring another proof. Sharei hu omer, it says in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 30, v'avadati es nafsh ahi, I will cause this soul to perish from my people. This refers inoy shehu avedas hanefesh. This refers to that we have to afflict ourselves on Yom Kippur in something that caused the soul to perish. This refers to eating and drinking because it keeps the soul alive. And if you don't eat for a long period of time, you're obviously going to die. So the Gemara says, "My vim nafshach omar." So what is the reason why we have this extra verse? Why do we need the verse of Avadati as a Nefesh? Because, says the Gemara, Chitema Arayus Kamishtaikra. You might have thought that the verse is referring, when it says Tanu es Nafsho Sechem, it's only referring to the sexual sin. So therefore, for this reason, it says Avadati as a Nefesh. It refers to something that you need to do in order to survive, which is eating and drinking. Why would we have thought that the Tanu es Nafsho Sechem refers to the sin of sexual sins, and that that's all the Torah was prohibiting to us? Because it says in the verse, with respect to the children of Egypt, the children of Bnei Yisrael in Egypt, it says, "Vayaras enyenu," that God saw our affliction. Vamrina, and the sages say, "Zu prishus derech eretz," meaning to say that the Egyptians were separating the Jewish people from their wives and were preventing them from being from reproducing. And so we see that we might have thought that that was exactly what the Torah refers to. So for this reason, we might have thought that v'nisim was a reference only to sexual sins, but the Talmud concludes, no, the actual biblical prohibition, at least at this point, is the Gemara is assuming it is referring to eating and drinking.